Blog Talk Radio.
93.3 FM. Yeah, I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild, and I'm in here commentating for my man Tweed Cadillac. 93.3 FM is on. Coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in with your requests. 347-308-8747. And holler at my man, Sweet.
93. Baby.
Yeah. That's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You gonna hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack. Cause Cadillac gon' take it from here to there. And make you get your game on, man. Got it right. Every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in your request at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz. Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. So make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Tweed Cadillac do his thing. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, East Coast player.
93. Sweet.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man Tweed Cadillac.
93. Tweed. FM. So, you like that? I know you do. Tweed. 93.
93.Tweed FM. Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in and check out Tweed Cadillac. 347-308-8747. Block Talk Radio.
Sunday night flight. I am your host, Tweed Cadillac, baby. You're on the After Six Cruise mix. Nothing but lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. 347-308-8747 is a direct contact to yours truly. Tonight's special guests include the mighty Manhattan.
Emotion. You know I'm the same. Oh, my, you feel what you mean.
Manhattan.
Ordinary, I'm giving your attention high. Your body shakes, explain this fire away. I'm an arm and all of a sudden you push. Replay, mechanical, emotions in my middle.
You play mechanical emotions.
You're in
the
Never clear to live without. losers. Fight when you know you're right. You'll get some bruises, but some fool might see the light.
Without you, there's no me without you. out of right. And there's no good without a bad. And when one man's happy, the other man's sad.
Billy, you cool, man, with your note?
Yo, I got mine. What's your note, man?
But I got mine. Yeah, how about you?
I'm straight, man. You know, I've been saying this for a long time.
All right, I guess we better.
Well, come on, let's sing
let's
it,
let's go.
Man.
They don't do it like this nowhere, y'all. 93.3, Tweed, Ray Goodman and Brown.
Oh,
to you.
Put a little pretty tin in there, man. Go ahead.
Because I love you so much. Seems like I just can't get close enough to you.
I love this, boy. I swear I like
this. Because I love you so much. Seems like I just can't get close enough.
Now that's what I'm talking about. 93.3 FM. Find another station coming smooth, but let me know so I can tune in.
My life.
The Mighty Manhattan.
I called you here today for a bit of bad news.
Upcoming. Stay tuned, y'all.
I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
That was the signings of the Mighty Manhattans. Tonight we're going to talk about their illustrious showbiz career, their music, the makings of the band, things of that nature. I need you to keep it locked on 93.3 FM ism. Don't touch that knob, this is my day job. You are live with the Mighty Manhattans. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello?
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 Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
Man, we are doing swell, man. We want to thank you for taking the time out to come to 93.3 FM. You have many listeners, many fans out there that have grew up on your music throughout the years. We basically feel honored to have you in the building. We want to say thank you once more. And
what?
We want to get into everything. We want to talk about it all. So if any questions get crazy, feel free to tap out. It's going to be a fun episode.
Okay.
Once again, callers, the number is area code 347-308-8747. You are live with the Mighty Manhattans. Now, my first question is, what I want to know, I followed you guys' career since I was a youngster. I probably know more songs that you probably forgot. I know them all. And I'm not talking about the hits, you know, Kiss and Say Goodbye, Shining Star. Everybody knows those. I know the little in-between cuts in the music industry that they call fillers. But those were, like, powerful to me. I've always dug into people's albums to really get the essence of the artist. Now, what I want to know is, how have you guys maintained your longevity in the industry after all of these years? I have your new single here. I'm ready to play it later in the show. It sounds like you never left. The sound is beautiful, superb. What is the secret to longevity? If anybody would know it, it got to be you guys.
Is anybody else on the line? The other guys are not on the line with you?
No, not as yet. I'm still waiting for them.
Oh. Well, longevity, and first you got to learn this business, you know, because this is a tough business, you know. And then once you learn the business, then you learn the music. It comes in hand.
Exactly. So how was you guys' business handled back there? It was I've heard horror stories, you know, about other artists that they had shady management. The record company signed them to million-year contracts. Were you guys able to bypass all of that?
Well, when the other guys get online, they can tell you more than I can, you know, because I'm the newest.
Okay, well, I have one other caller. Yeah. Caller, you are live.
Hey, man, what's going on, Tweez? Charles, man.
Yeah, that's Charles. Yeah, he can tell you
Hello,
more about
Mr.
that.
Hello, Mr. Hardy. Man, it's a pleasure to have you welcoming. We want to welcome you here.
Thank you so much.
You're the man.
You.
I want to appreciate you guys coming to the show. It means a lot to me because I've been following your music. My grandmother used to play your music every day. I happen to, man, I was just telling the other band members that I know more songs than you guys probably forgot. So it's a great honor. It's
on
a
the
great
on
honor.
The One Love for God, that was a song that Sonny wrote back in 1965. So that was, pretty much so.
So what would you say is your favorite Manhattan song?
My favorite Manhattan song would probably be There's No Me Without You.
Wow,
that
yeah, I just played that one a second ago as well, too. Yeah, that's in my top 20, I have to say.
Yeah.
it's not at the top of my list. I'm a surprise mine with you guys and play my favorite a little bit later. I really want to make this a surprise, but you're going to trip when you figure out the one that I really enjoy and use it all the time in my life. I want to know, what was you guys' most favorable concert?
The most favorable concert?
Yeah, the most memorable. The one where you just had a ball and you knew that you was on top of the world and the Manhattans couldn't be touched. That's what I want to know. Describe that feeling.
Well, me personally was probably when we played the Apollo Theater and when we played the Cotton Club, because it hits home. My mother was a professional dancer. She danced on the Cotton Club chorus line. So I got to perform in a venue that she performed in. So that was really special to me. You know, me personally.
Wow.
You know, and she also performed at the Apollo Theater. So that's another venue that was real, real close to me. And being that the Manhattans, the original five members, which was Bivins, George Smith, Kenny Kelly, Richard Taylor, and Blue Lovett, their picture is on the Wall of Fame down there at the Apollo Theater. You know,
wow,
so
that's
that means a lot. Yeah, it really means a lot, you know, so.
That is like super huge. I mean, yes, sir. That is so super huge just to be acknowledged, you know, and to become a legendary group, because so many good groups have come and gone, not just by chance, but by adversity within the music business, because that's really been the major issue. What I want to know is, you guys have Manhattan's Entertainment Incorporated now. So how do you describe the music business of today in comparison to how it was back then?
Al, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
That's the base, man. We're going to let Al have a word.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good, sir. Thanks. I'm more than welcome to have you here.
Good, good. It's my pleasure to be here. But the music business today is... I would say it has always been very competitive, but it's more so today because of the new technology in music, you know, and it's just, you have to know the business now.
Yeah,
everyone that's
exactly
in the business, it's really business oriented, because you can go in your studio, you can go in a basement and come out with a record. Years ago, everybody, it was a certain route like you had to take almost, you know, it was just vinyl records, and you had to go through the record companies and whatnot. But now things are online and off the internet and things of this sort. So it's totally different. You have to know the business, you know, and you have to be prepared to go through the hardships with it.
Yeah, indeed, because I've heard so many horror stories about guys had platinum hits and really didn't retain their publishing.
Right.
And shady managers, and in their golden years, they really had nothing to give to their families, and
that's
a real sad situation, you know. So that's one of the reasons why I really kind of started this show, just to pay homage to a lot of groups that never probably would have an avenue to be able to express themselves from then till now. So it really means a lot to have legendary groups such as yourself on the show to really explain what it was like. You know, I've heard stories about how guys used to battle other groups. You know, like, for example, the Temptations versus the Four Tops. Who would you guys consider to have been your competition back then? Because if you ask me, you really had none.
Well, if anybody, it would be the Temptations. Because, you know, they're a vocal group, vocal singing group, and there was five members. So their harmony was so tight, you know.
Right.
There was only one around that had that type of harmony. You know, that's why they're so great today.
Yeah, but you guys are as well. So when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame comes knocking at your door, I need you to go up there, grab that award, stick your chest out, and say the Mighty Manhattan's in the building. For
right.
real.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Tweed, we can never forget the foundation. And the foundation started with Mr. Edward Sonny Bivins, the founding member. It started with him and George Smith, which was our lead, Kenny Kelly singing second tenor, Richard Taylor, the baritone, and Winthrop Blue Lovett, the bass singer. That's the foundation right there. You know, that started the Manhattans, you know, and luckily they was at the Apollo Theater where they did the amateur night, and Mr. Joe Evans, who is 97 years old, and he still is a part of this organization. He still is with us in some format of business, and it's just an honor to have them still here. with it. You know, people pass away, and I hear Al say this all the time. A lot of people pass away, and they are replaced. Some of the groups that have the replacement don't continue the same way that they did before. You know, the foundation is lost somewhere in the shuffle. You know, but thank God the Manhattans, their foundations haven't been. The sound is much stronger. It's there. The format is still there. Sonny is still with us. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for that we didn't go to the left, you know, so to say. You see what I'm saying? We pretty much stayed on point. You know, so
that's good because it could be three Manhattan groups out there touring right now. You feel what I'm saying? So I can understand how a lot of groups, you know, bickered within themselves, which actually caused the demise of their legacy and foundation, as you're speaking on.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that you guys are still all together with one common goal in mind. That's the beautiful situation about the Mighty Manhattans, man. I truly respect that.
Well, that's good. You know, and I just want to add, you see, one of the things, too, that I think that keep us going, like you were saying earlier, some of the groups started out, some of them had big names, and they're gone today. I mean, when we started, I mean, we were out there, a lot of groups you don't hear from them now. But we try to stick to what was in one of the basic things, you know. And the Manhattans, like I like to say, have been known for ballads, for love songs, songs that people can relate to. Everybody that hears the Manhattan song, they can just about remember them. You know, it's a story, it's a tale, you know. And like a lot of children have been formed, made from listening, you know, their parents listening to these love songs. And so that's what we try to stick to, something that can relate to people all the time. You know, it's a love song, ballads.
So young and old.
Yeah, young and old, you know, and that's what we try to adhere to, is, you know, sing nice ballads.
Well, let's get into one right now. Speaking of a nice ballad, you guys are locked in to 93.3 Tweed FM. And it feels so good to be loved by you. Hold on. Don't touch that knob. This is my day job.
Come on, hold me, touch me, feel me.
Once again, because believe me, it does not get any smoother than that. These are the Mighty Manhattans. These guys have been in the music industry for 30 plus years. If you can find another legendary group that has more string of hits, please let me know. Gentlemen, what I want to know is, what was your biggest hit? You got so many, it's like you can't even nail one down. What's your biggest hit?
The biggest hit for the Manhattans was Kiss and Say Goodbye. That was a number one hit across the board, R&B and pop.
Wow. So how many gold records do you have?
Gold records, it's three gold singles, four gold albums, a platinum single, and the Grammy Award, which was for Shining Star.
Phenomenal. Man. So who do you guys listen to when the Manhattans are just chilling, you're on the tour bus or you're on the corporate jet going to a show? Who do you guys listen to?
Well, you know, the Whispers, the Temptations, all those groups are good out there, you know. And you can take something from everybody, all of them, and you listen to them and see what they're doing. And we see what we are doing and we compare notes and go like that.
I can dig it. Yeah. I can dig it. Last week I had Enchantment on, and they're a very interesting group. Yeah, they're a very interesting group as well. But what I really liked about you guys is your sound. It was just so huge and so distinctive and so big till you can put on a Manhattan song even if you've never heard it, and you would know instantly that that's the Manhattans. Now, that's a trait that, you know, that brand, that signature sound, you guys have that locked down, man. You guys really got that locked down.
Well, that's one thing we always try to maintain, that signature sound. Even when we were auditioned for this job, you see, like, some of us, the Manhattans have been in existence, like, when, since 63. And like we said, a lot of them passed on. So when Sonny got us this job, because Horsey and Charles and I, we all went in the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, he checked out everybody. Sonny did, you know. So we could have the voices. They could keep the sound the same. The tradition,
exactly,
and the style and everything that the Manhattans used to do. He wanted to maintain that. And so we could carry on the hierarchy of the Manhattans, you know, tradition and the style of the Manhattans. And so that's why we try to keep the sound the same way it's been. And we still do the love songs, the beautiful ballad songs that everybody can relate to.
It's one hell of a legacy to uphold. It's something to be really proud of, and something to see it, you know, in the future. I mean, what is the future for the Manhattans? Are you guys on the road? I'm sure you are. You have any upcoming shows or events that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we're working on some things now. You know, my main goal is to finish up the full CD and have it completed hopefully by the end of the year, so we can have a spring release next year of the whole CD.
Right.
You know, we got the single that's out, and we're getting good reviews on it right now. You know, thanks to Al and to Sonny who co-wrote the song together, you know, on Just for the Night, and it's really something, because a lot of people are commenting on it that, hey, you guys haven't recorded in 28 years, and now you come back, and you're coming back stronger than ever, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, that's a good thing and stuff. So,
yeah.
Like I said, you know, we keep ourselves working, you know, somewhat, but our focus basically is on finishing up on what we started out to do, which was to complete this new CD and stuff.
Right. We keep our hands in God's hand, you know, and just work in the same direction, and everything works out.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what it is.
Whatever you do today can dictate tomorrow.
Right.
That's one of my monikers that I always say, try to tell all my listeners, it's like, when you're prepared and you have a mission, God is in your life, in your world, you will accomplish it.
He will.
Speaking of
that
new single, Just for Tonight, I listened to that and, man, I was very impressed. Like you said, you guys haven't recorded in some time. Man,
yeah.
You would never know it. You would never,
well,
ever know
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're blessed.
We have to keep the sound. We have to keep the sound current, you know.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it right now. 93.3
okay,
FM ISM world premiere. Oh, man, I always wanted to say that. World premiere of the Mighty Manhattans Just for Tonight. Yes,
okay.
Yes, y'all. Don't touch that knob. This is my day job.
Miracles do come true. You and me together. Together.
Done more to the time is still right. Just for tonight. So
You're everything I want, mama. I can feel your body pressed against mine. Make love to me, baby. You see, I need you.
Tonight, 93.Tweed FM, Ism. What a beautiful ballad from the mighty Manhattans. One thing I can say, if you like legendary music, you need to follow the Manhattans.
Yes.
Sir, gentlemen,
yes. Yes, sir.
Where can the fans contact you?
Excuse me, what did you say, Tweed? Listen here.
How can the fans get in contact with you guys?
Oh,
for booking, concert information.
They can go on Facebook, you know, and just put in the Manhattans. They can go to www.themanhattans.net. That's our official page. They can go to MySpace. We're on there. So anything on the internet, they can definitely go, you know, there. And definitely all the contact information is right there, even for promoters or booking agents or, you know, record companies, DJs, everything right there. You know, if not, they can go through our marketing department, which is Sharon Casada. I think she was the one that you went through to get, you know, this interview here. But she can set up different avenues for them to contact us also.
Exactly. I really want to give a big shout out to her. We had to go back and forth, but she made it happen. Much love,
yeah.
Sharon. She came through for me. I was like, man, I told her, I said, these guys, I love these guys. And, man, I need you to get them for me. They're the man. And she made it happen, man. Big shout-out to Sharon. She's all
good,
right.
Good.
So what can you guys tell the fans about the Manhattans that they might not know?
Well, one thing, we are still strong. We're still healthy and strong. And whenever we do a show, we would advise everybody to come out because we think we still put on an excellent show every time, you know. And when you come to see a Manhattan show, it's going to be a legendary performance. So, you know, just keep sticking in there with us, hang in there with us, and God bless you.
I'm not going nowhere. You guys can't get rid of me. I'm more than a radio host. I'm a fan. I'm not going nowhere.
Great.
Are you guys a part of, like, any nonprofit groups or, you know, how do you get back to the community?
Well, one thing I know, we're the signature group for it's a festival that's held in South Carolina every year. It's called the Gullah Festival. And it's held every Memorial Day weekend in Beaufort, South Carolina, which happens to be my hometown. And, like, we perform down there every year. It's a nonprofit group. And, you know, we try to do things there, you know, to try to give back somewhat. And we also did, what was this? The Louis Stokes Memorial, the hospital.
Right.
We did that in Cleveland this year.
Mm-hmm. That was for the veterans. Yeah.
Yes, for the veterans, you know. And so we tried to do things of that sort. There was a group in the city, too, the Showcase of Dreams, where we would perform for the children in New York City. We would have the children in New York, really the homeless children, children who didn't, many of them didn't know who their parents were. But we
wow.
would audition them around the city, and we had one big affair every year right at Symphony Hall in New York. And you would be surprised at the talent that some of these children had, you know, I mean, singers, dancers, and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
but they would have a big show every year right there. And so, you know, we try to do things like that to give back to the community and just keep our hands moving like that, and God has blessed us by doing so.
Mm-hmm. As you should, because how they say blessings come from other people. When you share love, you get love, you know?
Right,
right.
That's all the way 100% real. Well, let's get into one more song. This was Shining Star, everybody knows, lyric by lyric. So you guys sing along. You're on 93.Tweed FM Islam.
You are my
Don't you go nowhere. You're my shining star. The Manhattans are the light, the truth, the resurrection of R&B. R&B is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. Besides whatever you heard, the Manhattans are alive and kicking, still putting out great music. Their new single is called Just For Tonight. I need you to go to Manhattans.net, pick that up. Everything will be lovely. Now, here's where it gets sketchy, Manhattans. We're going to have a problem right about now. You guys, I need to know, what was your favorite song once again? Individually. Then I'm going to expose what mine is. You're going to be mad at me. You might have forgot it. But it's going to knock all your favorites out the box right now. I can guarantee it.
This is the Candyman speaking. Mine was Don't Take Your Love Away from Me. That was one of them.
That was a good one. That's in the top 10.
Yeah.
What about you, Mr. Hardy? What about you?
There's No Me Without You.
Got you. I'm not worried about you. Next contestant, what about you?
Yeah, I was saying, one of mine was Am I Losing You?
Ooh, okay. Okay, that's in the top 10 as well. Wow. Now I got to knock you guys out. I've been waiting to play this. My finger's been on this button the whole night. I cannot wait to play this one. Ladies and gentlemen, world debut of Tweed Cadillac's favorite all-time Manhattan song. I'm going to take them back, man. Here we go, y'all. Don't touch that knob. Thank you.
same old place, same old time. We'll make a little loving, baby, after we wind and dine.
On that one, but I told you, man, I'm a Manhattan. You guys, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm a mighty Manhattan. That one right there,
back,
that
bro.
One gets the girls. I've been getting the girls off of that one for years. That's the one. That's the one right there, man.
Yeah, you went back on that one, bro.
Man, I had to. I didn't want to knock you out, man. But I told you, I know the Manhattan.
Sure.
That's the one right there, man. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, I dig
deep into those albums. When we were kids, we would get an album, or our parents or aunties, you know, everybody got the drunk uncle that would be, you know, playing the 33s in the basement or what have you, and we'd go down there sneaking. Read everything, you know, on the album. We knew credits and names. I even got all of that memorized, you know. That was our entertainment. And we played those songs because we didn't want to hear the radio songs because we already knew those. We wanted to get into those other ones. You feel me? And that one right there, that when I heard that, it's like, yeah. That was so fly, man. You know, I've actually played that song numerous times on my show, and I couldn't wait to bust it out, man. And I had you guys live. Man, I am having so much fun. You just don't know. I really want to thank you guys for coming through, you know, gracing this platform for me. It's been a memorable day in the life of 93.3 FM. I got this Kool-Aid smile. I can't even stop smiling, man, because I knew that one. I knew that one was gonna get you.
No,
guys.
You pull that out the hat, bro. I'm telling you.
Man, I had to cut you. I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
But I had to cut you, boy. That was a good one right there. So, are you guys signing like any artists to Manhattan Entertainment Incorporated? A lot of groups always ask me, you know. Singers and say, hey, you know, we're looking for a channel.
Yeah, right now we're not signing any artists. Manhattan Entertainment was basically a corporation, you know, and that is a full service corporation, but it basically was built around the Manhattans. You know, our own booking, our own management. We, you know, we self-manage ourselves. We book ourselves, even though we use other booking agencies, you know, also. But mainly it was to put together a corporation for us, you see, so the legacy can continue on. And then somewhere down the line, we may bring on other artists and people like that, you know. But for right now, basically, it's just built for the group, just for the Manhattans.
Well, I can dig it. If you guys can find me a position within the organization, 93.2 will be my day job, and I will be right there. Send the airline tickets to California. You might need a personal assistant. Man, I'll even carry luggage, man. I'm rolling with you guys. Give me the word. I'm there.
Well, after swinging us with that 1978 song, man, I don't know, man. You're ahead of us, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you, man. I'm too near you not to hear you, man. I am, man. The economy has gotten so bad. Man, I might need a night job. This is my day job. Hold on, gentlemen. We have a live caller.
Okay.
Sir, you're on 93.2 FM with the Mighty Manhattans. Hello?
I'm a big fan of your music, man. And I just want to say, man, you guys really real inspiration of music, man. I just want to tell you guys how much I appreciate your music.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
That.
Thank you as well, caller. I appreciate it. You appreciate it. The world appreciates it. And I really appreciate the Manhattans for even stopping through to even give me the time of day. You know, I mean, this is a beautiful situation here. And I wish them all the luck. So where are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling from South Central LA, man. Land of the Lost, man. You know, the Enchant, they really have been a big inspiration, man. And I listen to you all the time, Queen. You know, I'm a big fan, man. I really just want to say, man, you know, keep doing your thing, man. And we support you down here in South Central LA, baby. We love you.
Wow, I appreciate that. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful, man. May you and yours have a blessed evening. Tell all your friends to tune in. Tell a hater. To tell a player, 93.3 FM. We have another caller. Hold on 1 second.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Caller, you are live on 93.3 FM with my new found friends, the Mighty Manhattans. Hello. Okay, don't be shy.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. There you go.
No, it's just a bad connection, that's all.
But we can hear you now.
Okay, well, I'm just
now
tuning in. Have y'all played
Issue
That I Need?
Oh, no, she got us. I forgot about that one. Wow, caller, you got us, because, man, we was just battling over songs. I played Shining Star. I played It Feels So Good, Kiss and Say Goodbye. I forgot about that one. Wow. Caller. I must apologize. On behalf of the Mighty Manhattans, this is my fault. God, I missed that one. But I just really want to thank you for calling. Would you like to say something to them? They're live on the air.
Oh, wow. No, I'm scared, but I just love you guys' music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love you, too. Tell a hater to tell a player. 93.tweet FM. Ism, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Mighty Manhattans. Okay, let me see. What can I talk about now? What do you guys, you got any last words that you want to share? I haven't ran out of questions, but I know it's getting late. You guys on the East Coast. So I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's been, you know, I can't wear out my welcome, as my grandmama used to say. I might want to get you guys back, you know, in a month or two. I don't want to wear out my welcome.
Sure.
Okay,
but one thing I'd like to say is go out and get the new record that we have out now. It just came out, just for the night. You played it earlier on the show. And we thank you so much for listening in on tonight. And we appreciate everything that you've done for us, as being our fans, as being listeners to our music, and we will always continue to give you our very best.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man, that's all the world can ever ask for is your very best. But what I need a written verbal agreement right now on air that you guys will come back. That's what I need. Or else we're going to be on Judge Mathis. We're going to be on the Judge Mathis show. It's like
this
the Manhattans told me that they was going to come back. So I need a verbal agreement right now that you'll come back whenever you get that new single.
Yeah, and the new full CD, like I said, you know, we're working on that, hopefully for a new spring release. But you want a verbal agreement, we'll give you a verbal agreement.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
ah, yes, sir.
Yeah,
you heard it first, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy to come back. Yeah, good.
They can't back out now. We got them. We'll be on Judge Mathis. That's a beautiful thing, man. Man, I really appreciate you guys. I can't wait to hear the new music. Actually, we have another caller. Can you guys just hold on for like another few seconds?
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Caller, you're 93.3 FM with the mighty Manhattans. Hello. Okay. Well, you're still on with the mighty Manhattans and Tweed Cadillac. So here's how it's going to go down. I have this verbal agreement from the Manhattans. When this album is finished, they will be back, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and matter of fact, next week I will be playing Just For Tonight. That happens to be their new single.
Right,
you can purchase that on themanhattans.net.
Or they can
and
go
fellas,
to iTunes. You can go to Amazon.com also. You know, it's in download form. So you can go on those pages and also get it there too. You know?
That's beautiful. So if you guys get any information that you need me to share to your fans, to the world, within, you know, any upcoming time, feel free to have Sharon give me a call, and I will share that with the world. I have no problem with that. You guys are the man. I would join the group, but, you know, I got this day job over here, you know, so
I'm
not
going to
be able to. As long as you guys understand.
We understand.
I want to be a Manhattan, man. I saw those suits. I saw those orange suits, man, with the man.
Yeah.
I'm ready, man. I got a tailor already on deck, man. I'll be right there. But if you guys need me, feel free to give me a call.
Oh, okay.
Also, Tweed, we want to say on behalf of Manhattan Entertainment, our staff, you know, our members, definitely the founding member of the Manhattans, 50 years, he's been here, started everything. That's Mr. Edward Sonny Bivens. On behalf of Alvin Bazant, Candyman, Marty Hemphill, our lead singer Lee Williams, who is in with us tonight, myself, you know, our business agents, Mr. Toy K. Jr., who is the original role manager. He's been here for 50-plus years, and he's still with us, you know, as a business agent. Mr. Victor Capley, who is also our business agent and our publishing company, which is Westwood Music, our lawyer, which is the Honorable Judge James A. Key Jr. and the Law Key Firm, and our marketing manager, Ms. Sharon Casada. We just love everybody, and keep us in your prayers, and definitely, you know, look out for the full CD, but being that the single is out, get a chance, go on iTunes, go on Amazon.com, put in Just For Tonight, and blow us up, you know.
Well, I will blow it up like a bomb. You don't have to worry about that single. That's already in good hands. I will alert my staff as well to make sure that that's when I come into the studio, that that's on my playlist. And it's been a great experience. I had a lot of fun. You guys didn't tap out on me.
answered all my questions.
You know, some people are so temperamental. You know how you recording artists are. Some guys don't really want to have fun. But over here at 93.3, we like to keep it entertaining, yet informative, but, you know, 100% real, man. So I really want to thank you guys again for coming through. Mr. Hardy,
thank you.
Thank all the rest of the members. Send my
love
to Sharon. And stay close.
All right.
Stay close. And you don't have to leave the show, man. Continue to tell all your friends to listen, too, man. I broadcast on Thursday and Sunday nights, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Coast time. And actually, next week I have Peebo Bryson followed by the Delphonics. So I should be, you're a radio station now. You can listen via your cell phones. You don't even have to be online to hear me. So when anybody asks you, man, who do you listen to? You tell them 93.tweed FM.
There you go.
93.tweed FM. Exactly.
Right.
The sixth member of the Manhattans. That's what you tell them.
But he got a day job, so we might not be with us too long, huh?
No, man. I'm going to keep my day job, but okay. I am work for hire. When you guys need me, I'm on the road with you. No problem.
All right.
We appreciate it.
No
you.
Problem,
so
man.
Much.
Man, I really appreciate you guys, man. It's really been fun. Stay close, man. For our other listeners, you guys, the other members of the Manhattan, if you would like to stay abreast of what I got going on, you can hit me on Facebook as well, facebook.com/TweedCadillac. You can also go to my website where I keep updates of all the artists that I've interviewed. That's OGTweedCadillac.com. And don't forget, once again, first and foremost, to go to themanhattans.net. It's been lovely, fellas. You guys stay blessed. Keep hitting us with music. And when we come back on, I'm going to have another one for you, man, because that caller really got me with that one. I forgot about that one.
That's good.
Man,
right,
that was a good
one
right there. But I'm going to get you guys again, too, man. But thank you so much, man, and God bless you and yours.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
93.tweed FM-ism. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the mighty Manhattans. The only Manhattans. The original Manhattans. And let me see, what can I go into right about now? What can I go into to keep the vibe right? Oh, I think I found one. Here we go. Welcome back home, baby. The only place you need to be, 93.tweed FM, is a...
I've had you on
love all my callers tonight. I love the Mighty Manhattans for coming through, blessing a player.
Will you stay?
At 3.3 FM. Do not get no smoother than this.
Thinking of my old play.
You can't stop a high speed soul train. Get in the way, watch what happened. 93.3 FM. Is the only station playing low rider oldie, R&B and all in between. Indeed, baby. Tell a hater to tell a player. Call me up, 347-308-8747. Holler at a player, but don't yell, y'all. You are live on 93.3 FM. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. Holler at me.
Yeah, what's up, Tweed? This is C.O. Long out here in Banning, Cali, baby.
Oh, man, I'm glad you guys are enjoying the show, man. You missed the Manhattans, or were you tuned in?
Yeah, I was listening to it.
Beautiful, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. So how's the weather in Banning, man? I'm sure you guys got the top down listening to 93.3.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm riding around in the Lexus, man, but the weather cool, and they finally got all these fires out, so, you know, it's all good out here.
That's a beautiful thing, man. I want to thank y'all, man, for y'all love and support. I try to keep it all the way fly over here. We only station playing low ride oldies, R&B, and all in between. Give me your favorite stylistic song right now.
Bet You By Golly Wow.
Damn, I was close. Give me one more. Give me one more. I was close. I thought I was going to have it. Mine is Payback Is a Dog.
Oh, is that right? Let me go ahead and hear Ooh Baby Baby by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Can't do that. Played that last week, and we can't play the same song twice. That's my motto. We don't never play the same song twice. I can slap you with some Dells, some Natural Four, some Whispers, some Street Corner Symphony, some Dynamic Superiors, some Shy Light, some Moments. Holler at me. Which one you want, man?
So we'll go ahead and do your thing, man. I'm just enjoying the show.
Got you, man. Let me find something real fly, man, for my folks out in Banning, California. Here we go.
Yo, baby.
Yes, sir. Don't touch that knob. 93.3 FM. This is my day job, y'all. Stay tuned. Going down. For Betty, more than Alexis. Back together again, referring to Donnie. Shout out goes to the queen of Compton. She goes by the name of Ms. Cheyenne Brown. She just locked down and won the Miss Compton Beauty Pageant 2014. Congratulations. She's my baby, not just a client. We have the keys to Compton now. She's taking pictures with the mayor, Miss Asia Brown. It's a beautiful thing. Second year college student, I am one happy pappy. She is Miss Compton 2014. Also, I'd like to say thanks for all the supporters. Dexter, when I was campaigning for her to win the People's Choice Award, she was contestant number 12. I want to thank you for that, all that support. But we took the whole thing down in a beautiful way. Matter of fact, next Sunday I will have her on with the other contestants. She will thank you personally. Yeah, for 93.3 FM, my sponsors, I am Indy. Remember, nothing works unless you do. Whatever you do today can dictate tomorrow. You might not can change the direction of the wind, but you can change your sail to reach the destination. And if you gotta throw somebody overboard, there it is. Treat others right. Treat your mama. Every man who has a plan will always be in command. You heard it from me, the Paul Sanchez and Prince of Peace set up. Party rock your pants, sweet Cadillac, baby. Going through hell, y'all, just lift and keep going. They talk about Jesus, they can't talk about you, know who you are. Love yourself as nobody else do. 92.3, ain't no skinny jeans, goodest people around her. Lines still open for comments, dedications, and donations. Holler and play a big old yell, y'all. 347-308-8747. Don't touch that knob, it's my day job. Now,
one and only Sham Rocker, L.I.G.'s up, lyrically intensified gang. And right now I got you tuned into 93.3 on your FM ism, the only station playing the funkadelic with the Temptations. You dig?
93.3, baby, that's the ism. OG from the West Coast, I'm riding with him. Penthouse player, B-gang spitter, straight boss evangelist, home of the scandalous. I'll be right back in a minute, let me handle this. Radio drop, Sham Rockets with the business, working, focused, new West Coasting. Back it on up, drop it low, go ahead and work that. You hard booty, cause you's a cutie, and it's you I'm choosing. Keep it G steady moving. It's like a jungle, sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep them going under. In fact, I'm on top, and no, it won't stop. When heat is that beat, knock me, fall off, I think not. It's on at 9 o'clock, I'm posted up at the spot with a folio. Listening to blogtalkradio.com, in the ears, you know what the really is. 93.3 Cadillac, baby.
simply lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. My mentor, Kevin Slow Jam and James, said, stay true to you, the rest will follow. The Delphonics, followed by Marshall Jones from the Mighty Ohio Players, followed by One Way. Haha, if I say any more, it look like I'm bragging. The only station playing lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Find another station coming like this, please let me know so I can tune in. Once again, Cheyenne Brown, Miss Compton 2013, I'm so proud of you, baby. We did it. We about to get the keys to the city. Embezzling about to start. Nah, I'm just joking, y'all. It's going down. Asia Brown, the new mayor of Compton. Congratulations. Cheyenne Brown, the new queen of Compton. Congratulations. I guess you didn't know that we was coming every Thursday and Sunday night. We keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy. I am for the people. I'm with the people. So tell your peoples. Don't get no smoother than this, y'all. How could you not picture me rolling? Tweet Cadillac, baby. Yes, sir.
You and I were together. Blessed and fed just be with you. Then one day you up and said you were leaving. I felt so hurt, thought of losing you. That's why I guess you didn't know.
3.3 FM. You're going through hell, like I said before. Simply keep going. Everything will be okay. Drop to your knees, say please. Don't give up, don't lay down, because if you give up and lay down, you're going to lose. And that's not a good thing, y'all. Believe me, let's stay together, man. For our players, Marshall Jones, bass player. They call it Rock, August 29th.
Baby, you and me, we got to be together.
best Low Rider Oldie R&B stations in the country. I got to go to my night job, y'all. Come back next week, Thursday, August 15th. Peebo Bryson, live. I'm out. God bless.